Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Thursday, March 23. Coming up, Prime Minister apologizes for Tivoli incursion and Coral Gardens incident, lands identified for construction of BPO facilities, and no evidence of lead in locally sold curry powder. The news in detail after this message.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has apologized on behalf of the government for two notable incidents of state-inflicted violence. Making his contribution to the 2017-2018 budget debate early this week, the Prime Minister said the society must take concrete steps to reduce the acceptance and use of violence in the society.
The wrongs of the past must be acknowledged and apologies offered to the victims of state-inflicted violence, as recommended by constituted review bodies. On behalf of the Jamaican state and in my capacity as Prime Minister, I will make the apologies in Parliament to the victims of the Tivoli Gardens incursion. And I also believe it is my duty to apologize to the victims of the Coral Gardens incident.
Prime Minister Holness says the state must set the example by both accepting the role it has played in violent incidents of the past and taking steps to reconcile with the victims involved. In 2015, the public defender recommended an apology in the Coral Gardens incident, in which several civilians and a policeman were killed and numerous Rastafarians detained, arrested, beaten, and forcibly trimmed by agents of the state. During the 2010 security operations to capture the fugitive Christopher Dudus Koke, more than 70 civilians were killed, while others were detained and properties damaged and destroyed. The government has identified strategically located parcels of land for the construction of facilities that will further develop logistics operations in the country. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the lands will facilitate construction of warehousing, manufacturing, assembly, and other value-added activities.
The first of these is comprised of blocks of lands immediately adjacent to the transshipment terminal, 40-hectare block of reclaimed land immediately to the west of Kingston Freeport Terminal. Additionally, 14 hectares of land immediately adjacent to the terminal, which are currently populated by old warehouses and operated as free zones.
The Portland Bight Industrial Park, a block of 2,428 hectares of land, has also been earmarked for development of an industrial estate comprised of commercial, light, and medium manufacturing operations. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda is reporting that tests on samples of powdered curry on the local market have revealed no evidence of lead in the products. In a release Wednesday, the ministry said the National Compliance and Regulatory Authority collected 26 samples from 17 companies following a recall of the products by the United States on December 12 last year. The recall was reportedly triggered by the presence of lead in three products manufactured by the Miami-based Oriental Packaging Company. The samples, which were tested in January and February against the Jamaican standard specification for spices and sauces, were found to be acceptable and without evidence of contamination. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica has formally advised the companies of the results. Ministry of National Security Robert Montague says revised architectural designs are to be submitted to the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation for approval to begin construction of the new Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency PICA head office in Kingston. Mr. Montague says the modifications are based on the ministry's acquisition of land, in addition to property already secured at North Avenue, located close to PICA's current head office on Constant Spring Road in St. Andrew. The new facility is being built to provide more comfortable space and surroundings for the staff at Constant Spring Road. Meanwhile, the National Security Minister says online passport applications and renewals are to be introduced this year as part of efforts to boost Jamaica's national security infrastructure and encourage more efficient security checks. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.